Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A as we all hunker down preparing for the blizzard. And grocery stores are getting wiped out of bread, milk, and eggs, so it'll be French toast for everybody. That's how we prepare for a blizzard and a whiteout. If you have not yet prepared, you will be in for a real shock probably about this time tomorrow, because we are expecting major, major snow the next couple of days, starting, in fact, late tonight. And with this scary forecast calling for so much snow, there have been a whole bunch of advanced cancellations around the area. The Chino Valley School District will operate on a two-hour delay tomorrow. That may extend to a full-day closure tomorrow, depending on the weather. There will be no AM preschool tomorrow. The district is requesting no early drop-offs in case of a full-day closure. For up-to-date information, visit ChinoValleySchools.com. The Teddy Roosevelt one-man show this Friday at the Prescott Elks has been postponed. That's been rescheduled for Tuesday, March 5th. Hang on to your tickets. You'll have the same seats on March 5th you would have had this Friday. The groundbreaking for the new education center at Charlotte Hall and the donors reception has been moved from tomorrow to next Thursday at 4 p.m. The donors reception that day, the 28th, will be at 3. The $1 used car sale at Lamb Chevrolet, the biggest indoor used car sale, has also been moved back a week. That will be next Friday and Saturday, and our live remote will be that Friday, the 1st of March. That'll be on our sister station, KPPV. The Literary Southwest reading by author Janet Fitch, scheduled for this Friday at Yavapai College, has been rescheduled for the fall, but I will still talk today on Q&A with Jim Natal. He is the executive director of that series. Also, the Yavapai County Farm Bureau's Ag Matters event, scheduled for tomorrow, that has been postponed until further notice. That's the word from our friend Shorla Mortimer. Also, the Professional Writers of Prescott Saturday Morning Writers Workshop at the Prescott Library with Yavapai College instructor Kristen Kaufman, that has been postponed until further notice. Now, for all of our friends driving while listening to us, please make sure if there is rain or snow, or for that matter, dusk or dawn, please make sure your headlights are on. And, you know, the motorists ahead of you cannot see you in those rain-spattered side mirrors. So when there's precip, or when it's getting dark outside, of course, please have those headlights on. So we've got a really interesting show for you today with a distinctively international touch. We have two students, Afiq Zulkafli, who is from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Mae Magende from Papua New Guinea. They are here to talk about Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's International Festival. That's coming up Saturday on campus. And then after the news break, we will talk to Jim Natal from the Yavapai County Literary Southwest Series. Again, the Janet Fitch author appearance this weekend is postponed, but there is so much more to talk about with that wonderful series. So we'll talk to Jim about that. And as always, we welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just email me at DJphone, that's DJFONE, at KQ&A.com. Stay tuned because Afiq and May are just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Laying awake at night with that all-too-familiar what-if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy. Gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
It's easy to forget that local businesses are more than just big boxes that sell things. They're jobs, payroll, taxes, and half of an economic engine that keeps a community alive. So when a local business like Finley Toyota Prescott asks for your business, it works for us all. You drive off with a set of keys and new car smell, and Finley Toyota and their employees invest back into the Quad Cities. Salaries and wages for over 100 Finley Toyota employees that will be spent with other local businesses. Taxes for schools, fire, and police. Donations for nonprofits and business supplies from vendors across the region. That's being part of the community. More than just cars, trucks, and SUVs, that's what being a good corporate neighbor is all about.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208. You know, it's always great to have students here from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. That is a jewel of northern Arizona. They have their international festival coming up on Saturday, and we have a couple of students here to talk about just that. We have Afik Zulkafli, and we also have Mae Maginde. Afik, I will ask you first, tell us about yourself, where you were born and raised, how you ended up at Embry-Riddle.
Right. Hello. Hi, my name is Afik Zulkafli. I was born and raised in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. So I came here in spring 2015 in January, and then I'm senior majoring in aeronautical science, fixed wing, which is I'm flying and learning about how to fly, technically being a pilot, and also minoring in air traffic control. And then I'll be graduating in May this year, in a few months. The reason why I want to come to Embry-Riddle, because it's one of the best aviation school in the world, and I also really want to be a pilot since I was 3 years old. So this is my dream school so far.
Now, tell us about your involvement with the International Students Association.
All right, so I've been involved with international students since freshman year, but then I got selected to be executive vice president in 2017 to 2018, and after that, right now I'm running as a president for International Student Association for 2018 until 2019 this year.
And I believe there's 160 international students on campus, correct?
Yes, we have more than 160 international students from more than 30 countries that cover all the six continents, and we are expecting more every year.
So ERAU has a worldwide presence, doesn't it?
Yes, we have a main campus in Florida, Daytona Beach, and a second campus in Prescott, Arizona. And also we have a main worldwide campus in Singapore and other states in the United States as well.
So take me back to when you were a little boy. When did you first become interested in flight?
Interesting. So when I was 3 years old, my parents took me for a vacation in Malaysia. So we flew around 15 minutes flight from Kuala Lumpur to the famous island in Malaysia, which is we call as Langkawi. Mm-hmm. And then it's a very famous island in Malaysia. If you guys want to come to Malaysia, you should visit Langkawi Island. And then that time was my flight. And then I just fell in love with the science of flight and something like that, yeah.
It makes you feel like a bird, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really want to fly, and I was like, oh, being a pilot is pretty cool. You can travel, and I love to travel.
Sure. You know, my favorite dreams have me flying like a bird.
Yeah.
I can certainly understand it. Yeah. Mae Mbagende, welcome to the show. Tell us where you're from and what brought you to Embry-Riddle.
So hello, my name is Mae Mbagende. I'm from Papua New Guinea, and I'm studying aerospace engineering with a specialization in aerotrack. So I came to Embry-Riddle because I always wanted to be a pilot, but when I was younger, there were restrictions, like I couldn't stand the pressure when I could land. So I figured if I couldn't fly the plane, why not learn how to build the plane?
Sure.
And so, I decided to come to Prescott because I like the altitude more than beaches and hurricanes. No offense to Daytona.
Sure.
Yeah.
So tell me about when you were little, what got your interest going in flight and in building airplanes?
It's actually quite a similar story to Afiq, but other than the fact that I traveled a lot with my family, when I was little, my little sister and I have a really close age gap. And so when I couldn't sleep, my dad would take me in the car and drive me to mm-hmm. the airport. And just listening to the sounds of the airplane taking off and landing would mm-hmm. put me to sleep. And I didn't realize that until I was like 18 and in university. And they said, oh, you always liked flying and aeronautics. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Afiq, let me ask you this, because I always ask this of international students. The first thing you have to do when you come to school in the U.S., of course, is speak English. Is English taught where you grew up, and how is it different over here than what you were trained in your native country?
So in Malaysia, we are speaking Malay as a native language, mm-hmm. but then English also as a main second language, which is compulsory for every student from the kindergarten until the high school to learn English throughout the year. So at first, it's kind of difficult for me when I first came here, which mm-hmm. is I couldn't speak fluently, which is people couldn't understand me very much. But then, you know, practice makes perfect, and then
sure.
you have to get involved with the community, with all the organizations, and being friends with all the Americans so it can improve your English speaker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mae, how about you? Growing up in New Guinea, what was your exposure? Were you raised English language, and what kinds of changes have you had to adapt to coming here?
So in Papua New Guinea, English is supposed to be your first language because we are what's the word I'm looking for?
Possession?
It's Commonwealth countries.
Oh, Commonwealth, okay.
I beg your pardon.
Sure.
So, yes, we were supposed to know English as a first language, so I had to learn the language spoken in Papua New Guinea, which is Pidgin or Pidgin English.
I've heard that, sure.
Yeah. And then I was raised all over the world, so I lived in Malaysia for 5 years, and so I had to pick up a bit of Bahasa Melayu, but it never really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And so I can kind of understand him here and there.
So where else have you lived and traveled?
I lived in Malaysia for 5 years, and then I moved to Belgium for 4 years, Philippines for 2, and then from the Philippines I moved here to do my undergraduate studies.
How interesting. What prompted you to travel so much? Was it your parents' work?
Mm-hmm.
What were they involved in?
So my dad is a diplomat.
Well, that explains that.
So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I'll ask this of both of you because I'm really intrigued by worldwide affairs and travel. There's a wonderful PBS series called Travels in Europe, and the host, Rick Steves, he says when you are planning on traveling in a new country, learn to speak the basic phrases of that country, because if you go there expecting everyone to speak English, they may put up the wall and not work with you. Where when they can see you're making the effort, you'd be surprised a lot of people in European countries and other countries around the world might speak English as a second or third language, and they'll work with you. Is that still true?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I think
it shows a respect for the country you're visiting when you at least make make the effort to learn some basic phrases. Yeah. So you're here, obviously, on behalf of the International Festival. Tell us about that, May.
So it's an annual event that's held every year to celebrate the diversity and culture that our international students bring to Embry-Riddle and the Prescott community. It involves food sampling, ethnic performances, international activity tables, international travel information from embassies in the United States. I mean, embassies in the United States. Mm-hmm. There are loads of fun, children, people from the elderly community, and then it's open for our staff and faculty as well.
Mm-hmm. And Afiq, tell us about who is in charge of hosting and organizing the International Festival.
So this International Festival is combined between the International Student Association, ISA, and Center for International Program and Studies, which is called CIPS. So it's a joint venture within these two organizations to make this annual event. And also we invited the local or on-campus organizations such as the Club India, Project Penyo, Student Government Association, Association of Ballroom Dancer, the English program at Embry-Riddle and Army ROTC, and all the fraternities and sororities on campus. So we kind of like bring everyone in one under one roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are speaking with Afiq Zulkafli and Maya Begende. They are students at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. More coming up with Afiq and May in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me 778-0040 before you hire anyone. Call YCCA 778-0040. Don't start without us.
The Prescott Center for the Arts presents the Tony Award-winning production of Art at our Stage 2 venue. How much would you pay for a white painting? Would it matter who the painter was? Would it be art? Lines are drawn as old friends square off over a white canvas, using it as an excuse to relentlessly batter one another over various artistic failures. The canvas used in the show will be auctioned at the end of the run. Art runs February 21st through March 10th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Right now, we've got some monumental deals on some of our most popular models. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $21,977. Or save over $7,800 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano all-wheel drive. The 2018 Maxima is also priced to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Or ride the fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,937. How about a new crew cab 4x4 pickup with a low payment? With $3,000 down, you can lease a 2019 Frontier for just $314 per month, or a 2019 Titan for just $349 per month. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Lease offers exclude tax, title, license. Must finance through NMAC. Expires February 28, 2019 on approved credit.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:20. Jim Natal from the Literary Southwest series will be calling in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, we are speaking with Afiq Zulkafli and also Mae Maginde. They are students at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University here on behalf of Saturday's International Festival. The festival gets underway at 4 p.m. Saturday at the Activity Center, yes, that is indoors, at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Keep in mind that, yes, there is heavy snow forecast for tonight and tomorrow, but by Saturday afternoon, those snow plows should have made it very, very easy to get around, because they always have before, right? We are good about that. So let me ask Mae and Afiq, what's the highlight of this event, the International Festival, that our visitors should look forward to?
Honestly, everything. Mm-hmm. The food is always a great attention grabber. The activity booths are always fun for people of all ages. The embassy tables are always filled with all kinds of tourism brochures and information that are free for everybody, mm-hmm. as well as the giveaways that we supply for children and
sure.
everybody. The international catwalk, I would say, is the most entertaining because everyone gets to learn about each country's traditional clothing, mm-hmm. and we have over 20 students participating from all over the world, and it's going to be a really good turnout for our international.
Have you ever heard about the children's book character Dora the Explorer?
Yes.
You can be Dora the Explorer at this festival, can't you? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And Afiq, how does this kind of event benefit the Prescott community and Embry-Riddle?
So yeah, especially for the community, we can learn more about the outside world, which is the culture, the food, and the clothing from other countries. And also they will expand their knowledge and views about other community around the world. And then, of course, we have free food and free admissions. Just come, and then free entertainment. And then, as Mae said, we have the big hit from last year, which is Cultural Catwalk. And then we're going to have around 16 countries going to walk on the stage this year.
How neat. And let me ask you, Mae, because we have talked food about this, what are your favorite foods from your native country, New Guinea?
So we use a lot of root products, so like sweet potato, taro, yuca. And so I don't know if you've heard of sago, but it's kind of like you ground it from the bark of a root, mm-hmm. of a tree, mm-hmm. and so it gets pounded down into a powder form, and we cook it with mashed banana, and you eat it with coconut cream, and it's called pariwa, and it's from my mom's side, which is the coastal area, so I would say that's my favorite food from home.
A little hard to find in Prescott, isn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Afiq, how about your favorite foods growing up?
My favorite food from Malaysia is nasi lemak, or we call it as coconut rice, so we cook the rice with the coconut milk, mm-hmm. and we eat with and fried anchovies, cucumber, and we have a spicy sauce that we always made, and then we have other dishes like, for example, fried chicken, something like that. We eat together with that, yeah.
You know, you said anchovies?
Yeah,
right?
Fried anchovies.
Fried anchovies.
Yeah.
And coconut.
And
now,
coconut, yeah.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are going to go, what?
Yeah.
But you know what? Years ago, I used to say the same thing about Caesar salads, because I used to love Caesar salads till I found out they had anchovies in them. I still love them. And likewise, pasta sauce with marinara. The classic marinara, the seafood part of it, mara, is anchovy oil. And so it's kind of funny. Once you see it used in a different way, you can kind of get over your mental block about it and find out it's delicious. But it's fun trying new things, isn't it?
Yeah, yep, definitely is.
And that's all part of the International Festival coming up at EREU this Saturday, 4 to 6. Don't miss it at the Activity Center at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, a real jewel of Northern Arizona. Afiq, Mae, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. It's a pleasure having you. Continued success in your education and your careers.
Thank you
for having us.
Stay tuned because we've got local and state news and weather. Yes, the weather's going to be bad tonight and tomorrow. We should be okay Friday and Saturday, and then we'll have some local and state news, and Jim Natal will be calling in about the Literary Southwest series. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Love.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bowl for Kids Sake 2019 is here. He's all boy, 11 years old, and wishing he had a big brother. Bowl for his sake. She's wishing she had a big sister to spend Saturday afternoons with. Bowl for her sake. Be a supporter of a local child's potential by bowling with Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Start something big and make an impact. Couple and family matches are in high demand. Round up 5 friends or coworkers and become a team captain. Register at azbigs.org or call 778-5135.
Unlimited data from Cable One means limitless possibilities. Get up to 100 megs for just $49 a month for 3 months and upgrade to unlimited data for one fixed price. Call 877-687-1427 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for just $49 a month for 3 months. Call Cable One at 877-687-1427 for details. Restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. You know, Adam, winter's almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, your heart care team. You want the best when it comes to your heart care. Diagnostic testing, treatment, and follow-up care should be in the hands of an experienced team. At YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, our approach to superior cardiovascular care combines state-of-the-art technology with highly skilled, experienced physicians who have a passion for what they do. That means top-quality care. And we'll work closely with your other healthcare providers to keep them informed every step of the way, all with the support of YRMC's comprehensive resources right at your side. Exceptional heart care with a caring touch. Convenient locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley. YRMC Physician Care Cardiology. Meet the team. You'll be in good hands. Visit YRMC.org to learn more.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 20th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Phoenix police responded to a single vehicle traffic accident this morning caused by an unusual reason.
Early this morning, there was a driver with an icy windshield who attempted to maneuver a right turn. Visibility was obstructed by that ice, actually collided with a signal box, knocking the traffic signals out for quite a while this morning.
Sergeant Vince Lewis says the driver was not seriously injured.
You definitely want to give yourself a little bit of time to warm up the vehicle before you leave to make sure that your windshield is completely unobstructed.
A winter storm warning tonight through Friday, with increasing clouds and windy highs near 37, chilling after bedtime to about 27. But whiteout blizzard conditions with 3 to 7 inches of snow late tonight, 8 to 12 more inches Thursday morning and afternoon, possibly 4 to 8 more Thursday night, continuing Friday, with gray sky highs around 32 tomorrow and Friday, clearing and cold this weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same winter storm warning, up to a breezy 45 today. 1 to 3 inches of snow showers tonight, a pre-dawn low near 32, with 3 to 8 inches of new snow through
Hi,
Friday.
Jim, this is
windy
DJ.
Highs tomorrow and Friday near 42, clearing
right now,
Saturday and warming by midweek
we'll
to the
back.
mid-50s.
I hope you can hear me.
This news and weather a service
on,
of Wallach
and
Volk. I'm
into
DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad
minutes,
Cities.
So
11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. If you're driving in snow, rain, dusk, or dawn, please have your headlights on and listen live worldwide at kqna.com. Stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
Okay,
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Do you feel confident that you have the right financial plan in place? How and where do you invest? Trying to learn the do's and don'ts of the stock market can be extremely costly. Just one mistake can set you back years from attaining your financial goals. Understanding the stock market and investing based on your personal risk and time can be the ingredients for a successful outcome. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning. I've been assisting my clients to create the proper recipe to reach their financial goals for over 25 years, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Again, that's 480-991-1055, and visit the web at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. As always, I'm John Dombrowski reminding you don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Okay,
hey,
Jim, we're back.
This is Leah from the city of Prescott. Do you know who the Arizona Department of Water Resources is or how water supplies in Arizona are managed? Join us on March 20th at noon at the Prescott Public Library for WaterSmart Drop by Drop, State of Arizona Water Management. Let's discuss water one drop at a time. Again, that's March 20th at noon at the Prescott Public Library. For more information, please visit www.prescottwater.com.
Okay, we're going to go uninterrupted now until about 2:52 or 1:52 your time. We are back in 10 seconds.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:32. We are talking literary stuff with Jim Natal. He is the executive director of the Literary Southwest Series. Jim, we've always gotten used to looking forward to your Literary Southwest Series at Yavapai College, and Mother Nature sure got in the way this week, didn't she?
It sure did. Well, I mean, I'm hoping on one level that that everyone in Prescott doesn't have to deal with what's been forecast. But on the other hand, because we had to cancel the event, it's, I'm kind of hoping we didn't make a mistake,
Well, I think what will probably happen, Jim, is that you'll have a lot of people who have been hearing about this now. They might value it more because they can't get to it this weekend, but you will have lots more coming up on the Literary Southwest Series, won't you?
Yeah, we will. In fact, we've already been able to reschedule our author, who was, Janet Fitch, mm-hmm. who was going to be reading this Friday, and she'll be reading at our first program in the fall on September 20th.
And Janet Fitch was the author of the best-selling novels White Oleander, which was an Oprah's Book Club pick, also Painted Black. Both of those were made into feature films, and her newest book is a novel called The Revolution of Marina M that is set during the Russian Revolution, which is kind of timely because by this time tomorrow, if we look outside, we'll be thinking of Dr. Zhivago. Now, you've also you've had other writers come in. How do you decide who is going to be the guest with the Literary Southwest Series?
Well, it's kind of a process, I would guess. I mean, I know from running the series for 10 years who we've had come in and which types of authors and kinds of books really seem to be of most interest to our audience. Also, I go to writers' conferences. I am a writer and a poet myself, and I also go to a lot of readings. For example, our April author, Joe Ide, it's spelled like Ide, I-D-E, but it's pronounced Ide. I heard about him through reading just a fantastic article on his work that ran in the New York Times. And I went, wow, and he lives in Los Angeles. So I went, wow, this is a guy that I would really like to have come. So I went out and got his book. He has three, and I read his first book, and then noticed that he was going to be reading locally here in Los Angeles in the next week. So my wife and I went over to check him out, and he was great fun and a really good reader and a very entertaining personality and with a great story. And then I spoke to him after the reading and talked to his agent, and we were able to work out a date. Janet, I've heard read, Janet Fitch, I've heard her read now three times, and I know she's a great reader, and I think people will truly enjoy her. And in fact, we even, so that's how I do it. And sometimes I get tips from the agents mm-hmm. that we work with. Some of their clients are people that they think might be an author that we would like to have at Literary Southwest, knowing their clients that they've booked through us before.
Now,
sometimes authors just call me up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in fact, yesterday I belong to a publisher's group that sends me live interviews a couple times a week with recently nationally published authors. And I was talking yesterday interviewing Mark Graney, who worked with Tom Clancy for 20 years and co-wrote his last three books. And I asked Mark, I said, is it true that being observant is the biggest part of being a writer? How would you answer that?
Well, I used to teach at Yavapai College. I taught creative writing, and that was one of the first things that we discussed. I primarily dealt with poetry because I'm a poet, but we also dealt with prose as well. It really is the same. The first thing we talk about is artist vision and the fact that artists and writers see the world a little differently than everybody else. They notice more. They make these leaps and connections that other people don't necessarily make. And in fact, one of my favorite little warm-up writing exercises that I used to do, or I do when I teach workshops, I call it poetry postcards. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the artist vision, and then I say, you all thought things and saw things and heard music that you didn't even pay attention to on your way to this, say, workshop. So let's write, a poetry postcard, something short that would fit on the back of a postcard about what you saw coming here. And you'd be surprised what that little prompt can bring out in people who are writers, in terms of suddenly they make these leaps, and what some song they heard on the radio reminds them of something from high school, say, or seeing a certain bird fly overhead, say a hawk or a buzzard circling, brings to mind a hiking trip they took recently, and it just kind of leaps and bounds around from there. And even in that little space, people often get the beginnings of longer works.
Jim, I'm also a part of the Professional Writers of Prescott series here, and we like to ask things like, do you keep a tape recorder or a message pad next to your bed just in case the muse strikes while you're sleeping? How about you?
Absolutely. I have. I can't tell you how many times I've kind of stumbled out of bed because I didn't have it next to the bed, and I had to go running into my desk, to write something down, because after all these years of writing, and all the times that I've said to myself, oh, I'll remember it when I get up, I know that I do have to go write it down. And otherwise, I've learned it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not always. Sometimes, I'll get a shower inspiration, and it'll come back to me. But
that always works for me, too. Being in the shower does that. I'm not sure why.
That's why. I don't know. It's just maybe because you're kind of relaxed. And mm-hmm. then, depending on your schedule that morning, maybe you're in a little more meditative state. I just read something about how people find, or all scientific studies recently have shown, that people are much more creative when they first get up, especially for writers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you're not fully out of the dream state.
That makes perfect sense, because I know when I first wake up, my sweetie always tells me, how does your brain get going so early?
Yeah.
And that's before the coffee, no less. And
yeah.
it really is amazing.
I have one of my wife's favorite, her best lines ever. You know, at one time I got up early, as you were describing it, before coffee or tea or anything, and I wrote this poem, you know, and they don't always come out completely, but this one came out in full form, and it was pretty good. And she walks in kind of, you know, just out of bed, and I said, oh, you got to hear this. You got to listen to this one, you know. And so I read it to her, and there was a silence. She looks at me, and she said, how can you write such depressing stuff first thing in the morning?
Wow. You know, of all the novelists and fellow writers I've interviewed, what always gets me, too, is when I ask them, when you are just out and about doing your things during the day, do you find yourself taking little notes of things you observe, as you and I mentioned before, or are things you hear? How does that happen? And one of them told me, oh, yeah, because if they see things that are out of the ordinary that might be a good idea for a chapter in a future book, they write it down or they record it on their phone. And what really got me was one author who said, if I hear someone's name that really creates a visual, if they have an unusual name, I've got to write that down. How similar does that sound?
That's pretty great. And, you know, I'm not much of a prose writer, especially recently. I've been concentrating more on poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the hardest things, I think the hardest thing is titles. The second hardest thing might be endings. But the third hardest thing is character names.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a great way to come up with interesting character names.
In writing your poetry, how do you decide the rhythm of your poetry? Because when I was in grade school, two words still stick with me. Iambic pentameter. I've never understood what it is. I've never pursued it, but I know it's part of writing. How do you determine the rhythm and the pace of what you're writing when it comes to poetry?
Well, you know, in the past, and I'm talking, you know, a long time ago, people tried to write in iambic pentameter, and that's what most of Shakespeare's plays are written in. And it's 10 beats per line, usually unstressed and stressed, you know, one after the other. And it kind of dum-dum, 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 you know, 10 beats. It doesn't work very well now for most contemporary writing, but poetry, as you know, and as I'm sure any listeners who read poetry know, you know, poetry has music and it has rhythm, and at least good poetry does. And I usually find that when I write, I don't necessarily write rhythmically. Sometimes it comes out that way, but not always. And I find that I have to go back and put the music in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read, you know, I mean, they always tell you in any writing class that you need to read your work to yourself aloud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's particularly true in poetry because that's how you hear the music. And that's where you find out where a line is wrong, where the beats are wrong, where something just doesn't work. Or I find that if I stumble over a line when I'm reading it aloud to myself, kind of get tongue-tied or something,
mm-hmm.
then I know that that line needs work. It needs refinement. It has to be, fixed so that the reader won't stumble over that line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surprising how often that works, you know, even in terms, not just in terms of music, but sometimes even in terms of sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
It may be an indicator that something is out of place.
Now, the Literary Southwest series is a function of the Haseyampa Institute, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the umbrella organization that's kind of there and kind of not through Yavapai College.
Mm-hmm. Tell us the role of the Yavapai College Foundation and our friends like Susan Lang at the Peregrine Book Company with the Literary Southwest series.
Well, let's see. The, you know, as I think we've talked about in the past, the Literary Southwest is kind of a branch, an offshoot coming up from the root of what was called the Hasse Yampe Institute, which Yavapai College ran as a week-long summer workshop conference for, I don't know, 10, 12 years? This is before I lived in Prescott. But I know people who attended it. And, in fact, it was still running when I first moved to Prescott in 2007. And I actually attended, I had just moved in, and I actually attended what turned out to be the last event they ever ran. It was a reading with a wonderful poet and her husband, Dorianne Locks. And I cannot remember her husband's last name, but his first name is Joe, and he's a great poet. And they're both, they were just so good together, and I was so excited. I had moved to Prescott, and at least I knew, you know, that there was going to be this Hasse Yampe Institute and all these readings, you know, during the summer. And then I found out shortly thereafter that the whole thing had been canceled. Hmm. Now, Susan Lang was integral in that, too. And this is long before she was, long before there was a Peregrine Books. And so I built, what happened was, after that closed down, I started teaching at Yavapai College, and I have a long history in Los Angeles of running literary events and series. Mm-hmm. And when I applied to teach at Yavapai College, the dean I was dealing with, Joe Fitzgerald, remembered that. And they had just gotten an NEA grant for literature, for some kind of literary events. And she said, what can we do with this? And she called me in, and I went, well, we could start a series. And she liked the idea. And we managed to throw together a series in about, you know, just a very few months. And in September of 2000, let's see, that would have been September of 2008, We started the Literary Southwest, and we decided that it was going to be different than the Hasse Yampe Institute, in that it was going to run during the school year and be aligned with the semester so students could attend, and that we would run it four times a year, and that's the format that we kept. And the Yavapai College Foundation was very supportive of the idea, and when grant money started getting thin, they made sure that we were funded enough to keep the series going.
Mm-hmm.
And we did get generous grants from Arizona Humanities and so on that helped, but the foundation also was a support. And now, of course, it's also the college is a support. And Susan has been part of this. She was actually one of our early readers,
yeah,
because she had just had a novel come out. One of the novels in her trilogy,
mm-hmm,
had come out. So we had her read there. And Susan's a tremendous writer, mm-hmm, great novelist. And now she's with Peregrine and Ty, who owns Peregrine. You know, they're very supportive.
Sure.
And we were happy to partner up with Peregrine Books in terms of having them come and sell the books, and at least they get the benefits of our authors coming.
Jim, being based in Los Angeles, do you spend any time with screenwriters at all?
Oh, yeah. You know, the old saying, some of my best friends are screenwriters.
Mm-hmm. The reason I ask is because when I lived in Los Angeles, I used to go to lunch at Farmer's Market, and I walk up across the Grove, and I'd stop in at Barnes & Noble. And one day I'm looking at the rack at Barnes & Noble. There must have been 200 books about Los Angeles. And I asked one of the people working there, why are there so many books about Los Angeles? And her line was probably half serious, but she said, well, all these would-be screenwriters moved to L.A. If they can't make it in the movies, they write about Los Angeles. True?
That could be true. well, actually, that is true. One of my best friends, who is a TV writer and a movie writer, who I met in Prescott when we were on a panel together at Peregrine Books. In fact, two of the screenwriters that I know, I met at that panel. that was put together by Michaela Carter, who used to teach at Yavapai College, and she's a great novelist, and she has a new book coming, another novel, her second novel got snapped up and is going to be out very soon. But anyway, the person I was thinking of, he just did last year an anthology of writing about Los Angeles. It was called Los Angeles in the 1970s, and I actually have a piece in that. But he got all these tremendous writers who live here to write essays about their time in Los Angeles in the 70s. You know, and one of the people who wrote, one of the authors, was a journalist who had covered the Manson trial and the Manson, you know, crimes.
Sure.
And there were other people talking about their time trying to break into the movie business, or the TV business. And it's a pretty great anthology. It did very well. And I got to meet a lot of these people when I attended the readings for the book.
Well, we're sorry to hear that Janet Fitch will not be here for this weekend's Yavapai College Literary Southwest series. But how can our listeners learn more about that wonderful series?
Well, they can go online, just search on Google, Literary Southwest, or Yavapai College, Literary Southwest, and it'll pop right up. We have our own dedicated section of the college website, and there we have photos and, you know, fuller bios of our authors who are coming and the schedule and so on. And actually, for, you know, I'm always amazed at the bottom of our page. What we've done is we put a kind of a in block form a list of all the authors we've featured over the 10 years of the series. And even I am impressed when I look at it. I go, can't believe we had him and her and all these great people, you know, Pulitzer Prize winners and poet laureates and, you know, National Book Award winners and finalists, and, you know, people from all genres, and that's what we wanted when we started the series. We didn't want to just have a certainly not a poetry series, because I'd like to have an audience, but it's everything. We've had science fiction writers, Alan Dean Foster, who lives in Prescott, was there one time. He's amazing, and he also has a big connection to the movie industry. And, we've had playwrights, people from all ethnic backgrounds, Arabic, Indian, East Indian, Native American. It's been really fun.
And we look forward to your next appearance with us on Q&A. That'll be coming up, I believe, this spring. Jim Natal, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with the Yavapai College Literary Southwest Series.
Well, thank you, and stay warm and dry and safe.
We will try that. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts coming up and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott, and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now, that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And returning to what we talked about at the very start of the show, a lot of cancellations because of the expected very, very heavy snow. We're talking well over a foot of snow predicted for our area by Friday. Now, the Chino Valley School District will operate on a two-hour delay tomorrow that may extend to a full-day closure dependent on the weather. There will be no AM preschool tomorrow. The district is requesting no early drop-offs, just in case of a full-day closure. For up-to-date info, go to ChinoValleySchools.com. The Teddy Roosevelt one-man show this Friday at the Elks has been postponed, rescheduled for Tuesday, March 5th. The groundbreaking for the new Education Center at Charlotte Hall, that has been rescheduled with the donors' reception for next Thursday, the 28th, at 3 and 4 o'clock. The Literary Southwest series, of course, we talked to Jim Natal about that. The Yavapai County Farm Bureau's Ag Matters event, scheduled for tomorrow, that's postponed till further notice. And the Professional Writers of Prescott Saturday morning Writers Workshop at the Prescott Library with Kristen Kaufman, that has been postponed until further notice. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town Prescott at 4. Join me right back here tomorrow with my guests Allie Rockquist from the Yavapai Humane Society and Katie Norris from Prescott Area Shelter Services. Plus, I'll have my Oscar nominees and predictions. Now, that's for Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.